This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Big Bear Mark, and this is a podcast of the woods from Joy 94.9, and it's about bear stuff. Yeah, you know, bear stuff.
It's becoming warmer, and the bears are keen to shed their thick winter coats. Some cubs, it seems, are particularly suitable for rubbing. Bears have their favourites and will travel long distances to visit them. Some itches just have to be scratched.
Joy 94.9. Wolf. Grr.
Wolf, grr.
Well, I killed that pretty good.
There we are.
Got off to a great start.
Somebody jump in.
Oh, that was it. That was our show intro. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Wolf, grr.
Just about enough of that.
Thank you very much.
Cub reporter Robbie here for you another week in The Woods. Joining me in the studio is Just James.
Hello.
Back in the driver's seat, pressing the button. Sometimes
pressing the buttons too quickly and too often.
Also joining us tonight is our very own skinny legend, Sean.
Hey.
Skinny legend.
Gentlemen, we have a really exciting show today. We are talking major changes. We're talking times of transition in our lives. We've all been through quite a lot. I'm currently going through quite a major change in my life.
Are you?
So we're going to be chatting about different aspects of that and the toll that can take on our lives.
Serious stuff. This is a serious topic.
It is serious. I can see how serious it is.
If you listen at home, have any exciting...
If you're listening at home.
Any exciting stories to share, you can do so.
We'd love you to.
You can always message us at any time on 0427 JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Or you can phone and the lovely... Oh, no, that's right. We don't have a lovely. Okay. Well, we have three lovely. But no lovely on the
but
desk.
But none of us can get to the phone.
Now, before we get to that... I do just have to do a little bit of a selfish shout out. I do know my gorgeous niece and wonderful nephew are visiting from New South Wales. They're down with my parents tonight.
They flew as
independent travellers.
What are their names?
Billy and Darcy. And I know
hey, Billy and Darcy.
So. Give that Mandy hell, Billy.
No, you'd be nice to Omar. But lovely to have you listening and enjoy your trip.
Now it's time for bed. Get to bed.
Have a nice sleep.
Now, Jess, there is something else I need to speak about before we get to today's topic.
What would that be, Robbie?
I went to share last night.
No one can see you fanning your eyes. It's media, you know.
Radio. I will try not to get emotional about it, but I did go and see Cher last night. My hero, my idol,
she a heroine?
She is a heroine.
I've never had that conversation with her. I don't know what she does in private life.
She was to me. As a young gay man, she was something other than human. There was all other people.
Superwoman.
And then
Wonder Woman.
Something like that. But she was just... I couldn't imagine a negative thing being saying about her. And she was a massive part of that experience for me coming out and my identity and whatnot. And I didn't think that I would ever get to see her in my
lifetime. That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. I wouldn't tell you a story about Cher because when I was a kid, I was a big fan, and when I was a kid was a long time ago. And one of my favourite tracks was Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. And I got into so much trouble
from
my mum.
Which one are you?
All of them. I got into so much trouble from my mum because I don't know if you know the chorus, but it was something along the lines of, it was like the selling, dad sold, her dad sold some kind of medication, and every night the men would come around and lay their money down was the lyrics.
Yeah.
My mum, bless her cotton socks, who didn't like the Cher, didn't like the pop music, she came in one day, she thought what she thought she heard, and she said, "You're not playing that anymore. Take that off. Take that terrible thing off. You're not playing that anymore." I said, "What's the problem, Mum? What's..." Well, every night the men would come around and lay the mummy down. That's disgusting. She so got those lyrics wrong, right?
She get those lyrics.
But I'm like you though. I'm a big fan, and there was nothing more heartbreaking than to find that A, she was in Melbourne. B, there were tickets on sale that I, you know the whole thing, sell out.
Mm.
Even they were cheap. They were reasonably priced. I didn't have a single night this week that I could go.
Oh, really?
And here I am. I could have gone tonight. But
yes, you could have.
She's not on tonight.
Well, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
She did last night, and she's got Friday and Saturday to go.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, we played Song for the Lonely at the top of the hour, and the reason that we played that is
because Robbie was crying.
Look, I'm happy to admit that I cried a lot.
Yeah.
It started the minute I walked into the stadium. It's something, I don't know. The minute I walked into the stadium, and it kind of finished.
Your soul's been longing for it.
Sometime just before I went to bed. But we all went out afterwards. There was a group of five of us that went, and out of the five of us, four of us spent most of the time crying. So it was quite an experience. And then we got out, and we went out. We headed out afterwards for a little bit of a debrief and a drink.
And that's what they're calling it these days.
A meltdown.
Young people,
I suddenly turned to my friend and I said, "She didn't sing Song for the Lonely." And we started crying again.
And so when I was programming the music tonight, I deliberately went for the Song for the Lonely. Because you made me.
It is a beautiful song. But she had to jump a few bits to put those amazing ABBA tracks in.
So while we're on the subject of Cher, while we're on the subject of Cher, what do you think of the new album?
Look, I haven't heard it yet.
Some of it's camp.
It's ABBA.
It's ABBA and it's Cher, and you got to get excited about that.
ABBA and Cher overtone.
I do think we were just talking about this as a group before we went last night, and we were saying that it's really hard with such iconic songs to really...
Yep.
Cover them.
Yep.
You know, to make them anything other than what they are.
What they are, yep.
I love, it's not on the album, but I did sing the Mamma Mia too. I love her version of Super Trooper. I think it's not just her, it's her and the cast, but I think they've done an excellent cover of that.
Yeah.
One of Us is Lonely is one of the tracks on the album, and she does it as a ballad. And I keep waiting. Sorry, that was me. I keep waiting for the ABBA bumps to kick in, you know, and for it to pick up.
It never does.
No, it's a ballad. It's just so. And the other one I really, really like is The Winner Takes It All.
I really like that one too.
Other than that, I think she could have picked some better ABBA songs, to be honest.
Yeah, look, it's going to do what it needed to do, which was make money.
Absolutely.
Look, and it is
diehard Cher fans. Diehard Cher and ABBA fans.
Yeah,
you know, which I am kind of one of them.
Yeah. No, we actually on Brekkie Bears this week So Brekkie Bears on Monday morning on Joy.
You made it very cryptic.
Yes, we were giving away the CD as a prize, and Rachel, the regular co-host, put together sensational competition where she played the first, 5 seconds of four Cher tracks.
Yeah.
From the ABBA album, and it was very hard competition.
To really know your ABBA.
Yeah, well, you gave some hints away, and somebody like, "Oh, yeah,
yes, no,
very,
did.
Very good." It was a very good radio competition, but Song for the Lonely, of course, featured in Will and Grace.
Will and Grace,
which we're all very excited about.
He's coming back. Will and Grace next week, the 8th.
This Friday, I believe. Tomorrow. Is it next week?
I think it's the 8th, Monday.
You might be right there.
Yeah. I'm very excited. And, of course, if you're of that era and you love that kind of stuff, they've got David Schwimmer, Grace's boyfriend.
Yes, yeah. He's got quite a few episodes, I believe.
I don't know what Jennifer's going to say. I don't know what Rachel will say about that. I mean, I was very happy that Rachel and Ross went... off together.
And now he's coming back as Grace's boyfriend. Yeah. Obviously, it's a different character, I assume.
Maybe.
The world's weirdest crossover.
And the other thing that's coming back just quickly is Doctor Who.
Yes.
If you're a Whovian, and I'm one of those, Doctor Who starts again really, really soon.
We got a new doctor now?
Have we ever? We've got a woman doctor.
Always a new
it's a
doctor.
Doctorette.
Not on my television.
It's a doctorette.
No, I think that's very exciting. I'm of course, making fun of all the people who have taken issue with that for one reason or another.
I know, but there you go. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And we are going to be talking, we're talking major change. James, you're going to tell us all about your big move from overseas and
leaving on a big jet plane.
Yeah, and stay with us because there's plenty more coming up straight after this. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9. That's right, Woodland Creatures, Robbie, James, and Sean joining you in the studio this evening.
Woodland Creatures.
Woodland Creatures.
Hairy, chubby things.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
Which one are you?
I'm not the hairy, chubby thing.
You're not a hairy, chubby thing.
No, that's not me. I'm the skinny legend. Haven't you seen my Facebook page?
I thought you were going to say something else.
We're talking major changes, or we're going to be talking about major changes. We've spent most of the show talking about Cher so far, but we are going to be talking about major changes today and transitional times. I'm moving house, which is happening for me soon.
Do you know I think it's in the top five moving houses.
Yes, top five. I think it's probably the top three.
Top three, yeah, it is.
But we're also talking about big career changes later. We're talking about moving interstate. And James, we're even talking about moving overseas, which is something that you've done a couple of times.
I have done that twice now.
Over the trench.
Tell me where from and why.
Okay, so regular listeners will know, those who haven't heard from me for a while, I was born in England, and you can probably tell that by the accent.
I can never figure out what your accent is.
Really?
Only just.
It's a mashup. It is a mashup.
For obvious reasons, yeah, we're about to find out why.
And when I was a kid, 17, I think, my 17th birthday, my parents had long had conversations about how nice New Zealand was. And I come from a shitty little town called Scunthorpe in England. And
you have to be careful how you say that.
Well, actually, funny story. When the internet came out, people who lived in Scunthorpe couldn't get on the internet because it's spelled S-C-U-N-T. And of course, they had, a lot of tight restrictions for porn and things.
Yeah,
so people from Scunthorpe couldn't get on the internet. Anyway, so parents decided, dad's health, weather and all that kind of stuff, let's move to New Zealand. So as a 16-year-old who hated where I lived and couldn't wait to get out of the country, we relocated to the winterless north, Whangarei. For those reasons.
Right.
Yep, and that's where we started. And then I moved around a bit.
It would have felt like a summer holiday.
Oh, do you know, it's really bizarre because back in the day, like, people were wearing walk shorts and walk socks. Mm-hmm. And they called it the winterless north in Whangarei and Kaitaia and Kaikoura, all those places, basically because you could wear walk shorts and walk socks.
What is a walk short and a walk
short?
I beg your pardon, walk
and
short?
And walk socks. This is going back. Right?
Are we having a generational thing happening here? We are definitely having one of those.
So the thing about walk shorts and walk socks is that you actually, they were dress shorts and socks that came up to your knees.
Yeah, that's right.
But you folded them back. They were kind of like stockings, I guess.
Leg warmers.
Leg warmers.
Not stockings.
Yeah. But anyway, so for me as a kid, having it was a big deal to get out of shorts and into your long pants
flesh.
In England. And then you go back and you start wearing them again all year round. Winter in Scunthorpe was, slides and
it's
snow.
It's a really
and
difficult word to listen to. Scunthorpe. It's really hard not to put a slant on
but
it.
But obviously you didn't settle
slant.
In New Zealand.
Ba-boom.
Obviously, New Zealand didn't become your final resting place, as it were.
No, he hasn't found that yet.
But the 90s young.
And so are you.
You also went through another major change and came over to cross the ditch.
Yeah, that was a really interesting time because there was a lot of emotional stuff involved in that. My best friend had been diagnosed with cancer, and she had basically out. She'd been given 6 months to live and lived for 6 years.
Yeah.
And in that process, she decided to relocate to the UK, to Ireland, to the southern Ireland.
That's not UK.
And I had been planning... No, I know. Hope there's no Irish
politics,
people.
Politics.
Let's hope there's no Irish people listening. But anyway, long story short, she moved that side, got sick again, actually, after 6 years, and came back to New Zealand, and unfortunately she died, as you do sometimes with cancer. And I was in this... I had been planning to go back, because the interesting thing about leaving England as a 16, 17-year-old was I kind of thought I'd done Europe, you know? Like, I thought, well, I was born there, I grew up there. Then I had this realization that actually, no.
You never left England?
Well, I did, but not very often. And certainly not as a grown-up. You know, I was 16 in the closet, all that stuff. I didn't live a gay life. I mean, I could have gone to gay Paris or gay, you know, all those places. So I'd been planning to go back. And instead, Jane died and I was in limbo. I was kind of stuck. I didn't know where to be. I didn't know where I wanted to be. My mum and dad were getting older and, you know, they were in New Zealand, so I didn't want to go too far away. So I read about Southern hibernation. And I thought, you know...
All things gay.
Well, I didn't know. I had no idea. And the whole bear thing, you know, for me was kind of... I was an aging twink. As often happens, I'm wondering where I belong. I wasn't even a very good twink, but I'm wondering where I belonged. And so I decided, okay, what I'll do is I'll go to Melbourne. I'll go to Southern Hibernation and see what it's like.
Sure, get dirty.
So, get dirty, indeed. You've no idea. That's actually what happened. After having had years of going to bars, going to clubs with friends and never meeting anyone, I had the best time.
What do you mean never meeting anyone?
I didn't meet people. It just didn't happen.
It just was quiet.
And I came here and I remember going to... I went to every event that they had. And I remember my first experience at the pub that we all love, and I never know whether we're supposed to name it or not. But
it's,
you know,
okay, because it's in your story. It's all right. It's not advertising. It's in your story.
My best time at the Lead was, it was so fantastic. And I met this guy and we went home. And the whole week was like this whir of, oh, my God, this is
dirty
such a great place. Yeah, we do plenty of that.
Oh, regular co-host of The Woods, Cam's not here tonight, but he has a very similar story too. He came over for one of the bear weeks and just made a lot of friends.
He came down, didn't he? He was a Newcastle.
I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that, James.
He came. I think he was Newcastle.
He was a country boy.
We all know what he does in the dark.
Yeah,
it's
country
all right.
Boy somewhere in New South Wales. But he had
the same experience.
Very similar. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like to. To have to reestablish yourself, like, it's interesting to me, especially in a social sense, you know, to rebuild a friendship group and that sort of thing. What was that like?
Can I tell you, it's really interesting because one of the things I know and love about you is your family connectedness. You know, you have an incredible meeting your family members. There's a sense of love and connection, and interestingly enough, when I moved here with no family. I moved here. Actually, almost apart from this one guy who didn't want to know me after the night with the fun we had, I knew no one.
Yeah.
I literally knew no one and I had no friends.
What do you do? Like, what are the practical steps from that?
It's interesting because one of the things I knew from my time in New Zealand is that I'd been a Lifeline volunteer. And for 10 years, I was a member of this community. And when you volunteer, you're giving something. And when you volunteer and you mix with people who volunteer, they're all giving something. They're all people who want to give. And you actually mix with a certain type of people. And so what I did was I contacted what was Victorian AIDS Council, now Thorn Harbour Health, you know, and they do the Well, Well, Well show before us every Thursday night. And I connected with some absolutely amazing people. And within six months to a year, I had suddenly a collection of friends, and they introduced me to their friends, and it just seemed and felt like it's quite bizarre because I'm here by myself, but it felt like I'd come home. There was this real sense of belonging. Melbourne just fitted so perfectly for me, and it's quite bizarre because I hate cold. You know, if ever I was going to live somewhere other than New Zealand, I would have said I'd have lived somewhere hot, somewhere warm. Queensland, Perth, you know, Darwin, Broome. They're all...
It's just too great.
I know. It literally is. It really, really is for me.
We do need to go to a song, but I just want to ask, before we do that, is there anything from either time that you've moved that you felt really taught you something about yourself? Did you learn anything about yourself during those times?
Oh, everything. I mean, moving from the UK to New Zealand, I learned that I was very much a country boy, and one of the things in England I was fascinated. I've always been a lover of horses and horse riding. Right, in England we couldn't afford it. My family were Coronation Street people. You know, we didn't have horses. In New Zealand, I landed and within 6 weeks I had a horse, and I had a horse or horses from that time until I came here. So there were many times, and moving here was I learned I could survive and I can make friends, and that, you know, it's about how you feel on the inside that matters.
Oh, thank you, James. We've got plenty more coming up just after this. Please do stay with us. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. You know what else? You know what other new podcast is coming up on Joy, or basically new?
I have no idea. Tell us.
I don't know if you've heard of a little show called The Woods.
I've heard it's a good one.
Here comes the backlog.
Our podcast has been on hiatus for some time, which means there are months worth of shows.
Months and months and months.
And we have finally got a podcaster back on board, and they are coming to you soon, everybody. So we'll look out for those.
All these are more available wherever you get your podcasts. Joy Podcasts. When you want them, where you want them.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the middle
of this time, bro. Robbie, you've thrown me off my singing girls. James and Sean.
He's so not used to anybody singing along with Matt Alba. Don't you dare.
We were having a nice little boogie there.
Have a good boogie. We look great on chairs whizzing around.
We should do
studio.
Facebook Live or something, because that's apparently the thing to do. And we'd have all been divas.
We were dancing around the studio. We almost for a moment changed the entire show to just Young Divas.
We could have, yes.
Because they
easily, because they're so good.
Can't help but wobble.
We have had a couple of messages in too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You can text us in on 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Good work.
That one's always a difficult one, I tell you.
You've done great.
Joe messaged in. Thank you, Joe. She said, "Evening, boys. Let the Gen X and Ys know that walk shorts and walk socks were the office uniform for New Zealand men in the 1970s.
There you go. That dates me.
worn with a shirt-sleeved collared shirt and tie.
Short
sideburns sleeve. Optional. James, were you rocking the sideburns?
No, I wasn't hairy enough. But you can see the picture, can't you? It's like those knitting patterns. You know those knitting patterns from the 70s where they're all wearing crochet?
Unfortunately, I was there too.
You've lost me. Thank you for that, Joe. Also from Craig, James, no one wants to hear about your insides. But nice to hear you again.
So many wrong places I could take that one.
And that's
so many wrong places have gone
Mr.
to that
Ozbear
one.
2010, Craig himself.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Craig. We've been talking about major changes.
Yes. Has been the instigation of you, correct?
Well, yes. Well, I'm currently going through a major change. Don't worry. Nothing bad. I'm doing...
I didn't know worry was essential.
Such a...
I thought it was his hair colour.
One of the most iconic changes you can go through in Melbourne, I would say. I am moving from the south side to the north side.
You're getting down and dirty.
OMG.
He's getting real in life.
He's coming to the real world.
I am. Look, for years the north side is
growing up.
I've have socialised. And for those of you who may not be listening from Melbourne, the gay scene has generically been pocketed into two different areas in Melbourne for a long time. I'm not sure how accurate it always is, but
when I moved here in 2005, it was rampant.
Oh, definitely, yes, used to be in a big way. There was the north venues and the south venues, and to a degree, we still have
south,
that.
Finish north.
Yeah.
Or even, I mean, I was actually a north person from almost day one.
Yeah, right.
And basically, I spend a lot of my time on the south side. Start south, finish south.
Right.
The venues were good. There was lots of them around.
Yes, it was.
Commercial Road was, you didn't have to go far.
You were the opposite of what I had.
Stagger,
been,
stagger.
Which was to, was live, always lived on the south, but certainly for the last 5 or 6 years, everything we do socially is on the north.
Mm-hmm.
But
where the real men live.
Yeah, where the real men live. It's true. It's true.
I hope that's not offensive to anybody that's listening.
Look, I've certainly always felt more comfortable on the north for those sorts of reasons. There's a varied body types of the north, and it's a very...
glamorous.
Again, speaking generically, it seems to be quite an open, body positive. At least that's been my experience of most of venues in the north. But we've been where we are for 8 years. So I've begun this process of packing my life away, essentially.
Oh, the word sentimentality.
Yes. And I don't know if this comes across at all, but I can be an emotional person at times.
Really?
No.
Really?
I don't want to shock you.
Chair's not here at the moment.
I didn't know that about you. Did you?
And I didn't even get 45 minutes into starting to pack the house up when we began last week, and in before the waterworks came. I found my baby blanket and I just broke down. I didn't expect it to be such an emotional thing, but when you've been in a place for 8 years, there's a lot of
memories.
When
you got married whilst you were there.
We got married while we're there. It's the only place my husband and I have ever lived together.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff that's buried in back of drawers that you haven't thought about in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I, just for a second, and I don't mean to be the all about me person, but one of the
interesting... Doesn't you, James?
No, but one of the interesting things, everybody, a shared experience, was when I lived in New Zealand, I moved a lot. I'm just pretending I didn't hear that. When I lived in New Zealand, I moved a lot and I took stuff with me. And I even opened like bags of things and found that I'd taken rubbish, you know, like without, because I'm a lazy packer, right? I had moved around
McDonald's
and taken stuff that should have gone in the rubbish. Nothing stinky.
No, good.
But sure? When I moved to Melbourne,
cockroaches,
that had to stop. Because A, I moved here under my own steam, my own finances. I actually brought with me one tea chest and a bike.
The fact that he says tea chest already shows age.
I was going to make a joke about walking socks.
What do you call
it? You put your walking socks in your tea chest, James.
No, I'd stop wearing the walk socks. I still had them. I gave them to some elderly gentleman in Norton. No, but what do you call them? A tea chest? A crate?
It's okay. The language you use is okay.
Yeah. I can relate because you have to be mercenary when you're moving house. Otherwise, you end up taking rubbish.
Isn't there something very, very more, just something intense about the experience of doing that?
Yes,
it's very cathartic.
Yep.
I will admit that. And that's what I was expecting.
Excellent.
That it was going to be a bit of a purge. And
that's what it's about.
But it's something. It does get
you. Have had some monumental things happen whilst you've lived in this house, though.
100%.
Your world has utterly changed since you started there.
My whole life has changed. I've gotten married. I've lost family members. Yes. And there's a lot of those things were really brought to the surface.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was a training day, but it was very cathartic, I guess.
Yeah, so where are you at in the process of the shift now? You haven't moved yet?
We haven't moved yet. We picked up the keys. So everything is purged, so to speak, and we've just got the stuff in the house that needs to move. We've got to pack all that up and move that in the next few days. But, you know, there's something exciting about that as well, because you get to, you know, Dave and I will establish ourselves my husband and I, in a place that is, you know, just ours for the first.
And
currently, every time we fight, I say, get out of my house. I can't say that anymore.
Oh, God, no, you can't.
Were you there first?
I was there first.
Okay, so he moved in with you.
He moved in with me.
That's deemed to be not an easy move. I mean, my partner Sandy and I, same boat. Like, I've lived in this house for 12 years and he moved in with me recently, and it's not an easy transition for him.
No. Mm. It's quite nice to have the slate clean, but not just that. It's so nice to to put everything to find everything to find a home for things, you know, to reorganize your life, you know, it's such an exciting process to go through. Stressful, yes, but exciting.
So which of you two is the more say minimalist structured, like, do you share it, are you different?
It's hard to say. I'm definitely more maybe sentimental,
right? So you hang on to things.
I thought it was going to be harder for me. And it certainly, I was much more emotional about it than Dave was, but Dave, Dave collects, like, he's got a lot of stuff. Right. I did my wardrobe and I've cut it down to,
I've seen the picture,
a tiny amount.
There's next to nothing in
he's
your
got
wardrobe.
At least four times.
I was kind of hoping to see some of your underwear in that picture, but there you go. We won't.
Okay. We'll
won't
bring
dwell on
for
that
you next week, then, shall we, Jack?
Creepy. I feel like I need a shower.
Oh, listen to Miss Prudence. Oh, no. Talking. Where was it that you went last weekend?
Extra dirty.
Yeah. So you know what? Button it.
Do stay with us. We're going to be talking about career changes after the break. But do stay with us. You are in the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
We haven't had that one for a while, but our podcast is coming back.
I'll tell you what, I had to be absolutely sure. The other week, the last time I was in, a few weeks ago, I caught Cam's eye. Cam was anchoring, and I caught Cam's eye, and I saw the twinkle in his eye, and I thought, he's going to do it. He's going to not join in.
So you're very, of course. One of my favourite times on radio, and I will talk about it for as long as this show keeps going. We didn't do it on purpose, but we always chime in on that bit on that ad.
We all go, da-da-da-da-da-da.
And for some, no, because we had a guest. The guest had distracted us. Something happened.
Yep.
So we were distracted with that, and poor Mark, Big Bear Mark, got left doing them all by himself.
He came solo. and looked around the room as if to say, "What the?
Where is everyone?"
It was such. I hope it translates for you, all of you listening. But gee, it was a lot of fun for us, and ever since it's been one of our
little show quirks.
We'll get someone with it one day. I just hope I find
it'll
a victim
probably
before
be
it becomes
you.
Me. No, gentlemen, you are on the Woods. It's Robbie James and Sean here with you. Bit of David Bowie changes, very apt.
Changes.
Very on topic. We're talking about major changes in our life. We've talked about moving overseas. We've talked about
moving house,
moving location. Sean, you've had quite a lot of experience of shifting, perhaps in a more professional sense.
Yes, absolutely. Change of careers.
He shifted from one swing to the other on a video the other day.
It's true. I love my trapeze.
Fucking fantastic.
Awesome.
Have you
awesome,
seen
awesome,
it wrong?
Awesome, awesome. Sorry, you're talking about the
when he threw himself into the abyss.
Yeah, so out of lines, right? Out of lines. No safety.
Which one in the video were? So you're.
I was in the black.
So you're the.
I
one
I was the one that went across
thrown.
And then came back.
So if
throwing
you think,
myself.
You think about your standard circus acrobats.
Yes.
And you
that's
were,
our Shawnee.
Yeah. You are very talented, Sean.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I do love it.
I was hoping you'd miss. No.
Don't worry, it happens.
I'm sure there's an end. I hope there's an end.
It's called learning.
I'm sorry I derailed you. They were the changes you were talking about.
No, they weren't changes I was talking about. So the change that I had was at the age of 30, I threw out one career and started a brand new one from scratch.
Yeah, right.
So,
and this is something I'm sure lots of people often think about because a lot of people would love to do that but are too scared to start over again. But you did it. What made you want to make that decision?
Well, I looked at myself as an employee and realised what I was capable of, what I was producing. And I guess that's when people usually go on to potentially, if they're a hairdresser, buy their own business and start their own business in that one way or a factor or another. So it was just one of those things where I just went, right, if I was going to employ anybody that was that dedicated, put in that many hours and really had the enthusiasm to fulfill the position, it's me. And that's when I went, right, I have to go out and work on my own.
Yeah.
And I needed it to be something that I was completely in awe of and in passion for.
Could you say that word again? What was that word again?
Completely. I think it was
completely. Completely, yes. Utterly, thoroughly. I couldn't dedicate myself to something that wasn't that didn't float my boat, that didn't that didn't have all of my enthusiasm involved. So it was one of those things where I actually retrained myself. I worked part-time doing hairdressing for a couple of days a week, but retrained the rest of the time in holistic health. So what started out as massage, and I'm doing inverted commas with my fingers.
Massage. You're trying to pick your nose.
Trying to pick your nose.
You're closer to it than I am.
Never mind, I'm not going there. I had to leave that one alone. Yeah, it was one of those things where I started retraining from maybe a child's eyes point of view. And a lot of my hair clients became massage clients, and then the massage component became a therapeutic component, which was already occurring before I left hairdressing anyway. Most of my clients were already doing therapy the moment that they walked in the door to the moment they walked out. There was always tears and all those sorts of things. So it was
it's kind of like the underrated counselling service.
Yeah,
isn't
it is.
Your hairdresser.
Absolutely.
And is the water all right for you?
Suddenly his English accent comes up again. But it was one of those things where most of them wanted to explore something within themselves anyhow. And so they immediately became clients. So I had this clientele that didn't interrupt. It wasn't soliciting from my old ways of being. It was something utterly different. And at the same time, it developed me as a person. I didn't have any choice but to learn so much more about life on every single level and every single facet, which only expanded who I am. Little did I know that I really wasn't fulfilled at the time. I didn't know that. But needless to say, I now know what fulfillment means. So it's...
Well, you've answered every question I've got.
I can keep going. Don't you worry about that.
There's nothing nicer than doing an interview with someone
that you don't have to ask.
I'm right up with
you. If you think about your expectations of what that period was going to be like when you made the decision to do that,
yes,
in comparison to what eventuated and what happened,
yes,
how would you compare the two? Was it harder? Was it easier? Was it more fulfilling than you thought?
It was definitely more fulfilling, no doubt about that. It definitely took longer to get to where I thought I wanted to be. So that was just the naivety in one way or another. A preconceived thought of who I might be or what I'm capable of, to realise that, to get that right or to get that perfect, I need to do that differently.
Who knew that that would lead to being expand. A competent trapeze artist?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Hairdresser to high flyer.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of effect did it have on your standing relationships, the people that are around you?
It has changed a lot of the relationships in one way or another. I've still kept contact with virtually everybody, but the amount of time that I spend with people has changed only because of the things that are now important to me. So when other people have the similar things that are important to them, then I spend a lot of time with those people. So
I know a change that only you and I have had, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
A big change that Sean, I think hasn't had.
Mm, go ahead.
Hit me.
Well, now
we're married. You and I have both done the big.
Yes, you are both married, aren't you? We've been married.
I mean, you're married.
I did get engaged to a girl.
Did you?
Yes,
but you didn't do the great big. I mean, we've both done the big aisle flowers.
Done it twice.
Church. You've done it twice.
With the same person every.
Yeah. Yes, you've done it twice with the same person. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that, I mean, that's a pretty big change.
Yeah.
Do you feel in any way like? And I'm not implying there's anything wrong with you, Sean.
No,
don't get that idea.
I'm not broken. It's all right.
But do you think not being married, do you feel like there's anything missing? Do you think it has any... Not being married, does it feel different to you at all?
No.
You've never wanted to get married or...?
Well, it was never an option to begin with.
It is now.
Yeah, it is now.
It's fully an option.
Legally now, for our own security, Jeffrey and I probably do need to get married.
Right.
Just for legal reasons.
Right.
So, which secures what we own and what we have and who we are, but it also gives us rights to each other.
I get really confused by that because I thought de facto law meant that all those things are given.
No, they're not.
That you now have 50-50 shares in everything because you've been together for a lot longer than the...
It's not really about my 50-50 share. It's about keeping his family out of our things and my family out of our things.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It means it gives him rights and it gives me rights.
Yeah.
Rather than between us. It's not really about that because... Right. The commitment that we have with each other, for me, is way over and above what I perceive some people get married for with regards to love for each other.
And it's kind of interesting to think that we still have those issues around... Forgive my ignorance because I didn't mean to be in any way thoughtless. Mm. I hadn't even thought about family issues still being
there's a lot of
problematic,
that,
you know?
And well, Jeffrey's family is from America and all those sorts of things. So their cultural perception is different to ours and all that sort of stuff. So we have to really...
Well, my partner's from America and I haven't worked that out yet.
Mindful of that.
They're not all.
I mean, it really is just about security more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was one of those things where my career eventually created the security that I needed, and it's about to progress to the next level anyway. Mm. So it's that in itself is just going to continue to expand. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. There's so much coming. Oh my god!
Thank you so much, Sean. Do stay with us here on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
And that's been our show. Robbie, James and Sean with you for the Woods this
week. That's been so much fun.
It just happens in such a flash.
That's been really good fun, guys. Thank you.
I was only just getting started.
I know. I feel like we need to do a whole show on you, Sean.
I don't know if he noticed.
For your ego, if for nothing else.
I don't think he was so busy talking. I don't think he noticed you doing the across the neck gesture. He missed it again and again.
I had to throw an entire cup of water on him to make it stop. No. Thank you, guys. I did enjoy.
And now he's turned into a gremlin.
Already was.
Coming up this week, Brekkie Bears on Monday morning.
Yes.
What's going on Brekkie Bears? Tell us.
I will be guest co-hosting again. Mark, Rachel and I will be in the seat. So tune in from 6:30 on Monday morning.
Awesome.
If you still haven't heard enough from me, I will also be guest co-hosting Mad Wednesday this Wednesday with the fabulous Dina Curie.
Aren't
from
you popular?
4 p.m. on Wednesday. But that's about it. Coming up next, we've got JJ with our Mosh Pit.
Our Mosh Pit.
So do stay with us on Joy.
Really, really interesting hour and a hour.
Yes. In a flash.
It feels like it's been a week.
Do stay tuned because there's plenty more coming up on Joy. Enjoy your weeks. Woof.
Woof. Girl.
Hey, Big Bear Mark here again. That was a podcast of the Woods. If you enjoyed it, why don't you subscribe at your local podcast provider, whoever that is. Hope you enjoyed.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.